What we feel is that representing the most vulnerable groups and having just been briefed 2 weeks ago in respect of AMCU and 1 week ago in respect of the families, we are at a distinct disadvantage. And we feel that in order to properly prepare, a small delay might be in order. So we are hoping, in fact, that the judge does revisit this. I think it's left actually somewhat open. He was not open to postponing the inspection, which we understand and we supported that, and also the inspection will probably carry on. Then there will be, as I understand it, viewing of audiovisual material on Wednesday, and I think all of that is fine and good. What happens after Wednesday, I would say, is still a bit of an open door. And we feel that our interpretation is that the judge did leave it open for revisiting, and we are hoping that some revisiting will occur. What we heard today, for example, for the first time, is that the police ballistic report will only be available on the 29th of October. So it's not only the legal representatives representing the families and the small trade union AMCU, but also, as it turns out, it sounds like the police will not be ready as well. So I think that it seems that a postponement would be good. I just wanted to make one other comment about today, which we feel very strongly about, is that it seems that none of the families were there, and this seems to have taken Justice Farlan by surprise, because he actually called out in the beginning each name of each deceased person and invited the families to rise, saying that he understood the majority of the families to be there, and there wasn't one person who rose. And certainly it's the case that none of our clients knew about this, nor was any support offered to them to be here today. So we are deeply concerned that the commission has started and the families have not even been here, let alone being put front and center. And then we were told after a break that the Department of Social Security would make efforts to get the families up here. But when we indeed spoke to one of the representatives who was there, that representative came to know nothing about such a plan.
Because there is apparently a 25 million rand budget for logistics that's been announced by the Justice Department. And Judge Ian Farlam said that the Social Development Department was making arrangements for the families to attend the proceedings. But you're saying that there's no development on that. Nothing has happened in regards to that.
They were not here, and you would have thought that one might have hoped that they would be here in the beginning. I think that would be really what one would hope for. When we did actually directly, after that announcement was made, we directly questioned the representative who was there, and the representative said, no, it's a misunderstanding. We are offering counseling to people in Marikana. We need to go back to the department and make some more inquiries, but to me, we fear that nothing is being done.
Now, these victims' families, they hail from various regions in South Africa. It's obviously very difficult for them to get to Rustenburg.
It's going to take days and days. Even if people start now, it'll take days and days and days. People are from the Eastern Cape far-flung areas and then from Swaziland, Lesotho. Certainly, it's logistically a big challenge. When we went to consult with our clients, it took days and days to reach them.